Paul Sweeney and Tom Keene. Very quickly here, Emily Wilkins in Washington. And you know, Emily, we've had this distraction, that politics and all that. Let's just get an update on this infrastructure wish list. Is this going to happen? And if it is, do you have a number? Do you have a statistic for us?
I think if you're saying, is it going to happen? Yes, it's going to happen. But what it looks like, we don't quite know yet. This $4 trillion package that President Biden's putting out there, let's be clear, Democrats are talking a big game on it, but internally there are many things they're not happy about. You've seen Senator Joe Manchin say the corporate gains tax, it needs to be lower. You've seen progressive Democrats saying, hey, where is health care? Why isn't that in the bill? And then you've seen all of those Democrats from New York and New Jersey saying, we need to do something about the state and local tax cap. That needs to be risen or completely removed, or else we're not going to vote for this bill. So I think you're going to see the core of this getting passed, some of the social things, some of the infrastructure, some of the taxes. Yeah. But I think you are going to see a lot of changes around the edges at this point.
So, Emily, let's go to the tax aspect of it here. It's, you know, some people are suggesting maybe you should separate the tax plan with the infrastructure plan. Is that a path that's being debated right now?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, that's something you're seeing right from President Biden. He met last week with Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who's sort of leading Republican senators on their proposal for the infrastructure plan. It clocks in far less than what President Biden is proposing, but there seems to be pathway for the two of them to work. And then President Biden is going to be meeting with Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, the top Republicans in the House and the Senate, as well as with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on May 12th. So that's next week. And that's a meeting that wasn't held before the last coronavirus package. It's giving people a lot of hope that this time there might be a more bipartisan way forward.
Are like Pelosi and Schumer far apart? I mean, I don't understand. Like, does Schumer say, I need a tunnel to New Jersey? And Pelosi says, I need something to replace the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, how does that work?
Well, if you look at what Schumer wants, Schumer also wants, he's a New York Democrat. He also wants that state and local tax deduction. He wants the cap raised, or he wants it eliminated altogether. And he's made that very clear before. Well, I think with Schumer and Pelosi, you have to remember that what both of them want is to win. And what both of them are playing for are very different chambers here.
Okay. Thanks so much. Emily Wilkins with us in Washington.